are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. You visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, which is being renovated. By the way, check out a piece I did on ClevelandBrowns.com talking about the progress of that renovation. About 50% of the way through the removal of the old video boards and some upper deck seats and end zone seats and installation of thousands of lower level seats. Lots going on there, and the project is on time to be completed before the Browns' first preseason game, which by all indications should happen in the fourth week of the five-week preseason schedule, the first Browns home game preseason, because they play two, and by all accounts, it'll be like the final 2 weeks of that preseason. 11 a.m., 3 p.m., you want to get out there to get merchandise at the team shop Wednesday through Sunday, or you shop online at Browns, the Browns mobile app, or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. 2 p.m., we are going to have Doug Lamorese, who is a longtime Buckeyes beat reporter. We'll talk about the Ohio State Pro Day held today, where Carlos Hyde, among others, participated. But right now, we're going to talk about other Browns topics. We can get into some of the discussion about Carlos Hyde as well with this man. He is Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Doug, I think the place we should go with you, though, is right to the heart of the offense, and that is the center, Alex Mack. The story that was in USA Today pretty well indicating a desire on his part to see what the rest of the NFL has to offer a guy that the Browns were very aggressive in trying to get done a long-term deal with him prior to applying that tag to him, the transition tag to him. They wanted to get this done, and they didn't. But by all accounts, they didn't go out there with a half-hearted effort. I mean, they all jumped on a plane, Jimmy Haslam and Ray Farmer and Alex Shiner, and they tried to get this thing done. It didn't happen. Is that giving you any sense that maybe Alex's heart isn't fully into wanting to stay with the Browns?
I don't know if it's the fact that Alex's heart isn't into the Browns. I think it's, you know, hey, you know, I'll take a year to find out if we're going in the right direction. I think, you know, a lot of ball players are frustrated because they've been here for a while and they haven't won. And I think, you know, it'll give them an idea of what's out there on the market. By the same token, it'll give the Browns an idea of, you know, what his value is. And as they say, you know, sometimes when you get that transitional tag, a lot of teams kind of stay away because, you know, they can negotiate, and then at the end the Browns can come in and match it. So, you know, I think it's a situation where Alex, you know, says, hey, you know, let me, you know, if it happens and I come back, then I can find out, you know, if we are going in the right direction. I think he does want to be here because, you know, him and Joe Thomas are, you know, very close friends.
How often do you think in a situation like this that it's the player guiding the agent or the agent guiding the player?
Well, that's a good question. You know, agents, you know, they want to try to, you know, get as much as they can because that just increases their percentage. But, you know, sometimes when they, you know, try to make a reputation for themselves rather than doing what's right for the player, I think it gets in the way. And, you know, a player has to be, you know, smart in regards to what kind of agent he has. And, you know, try to, you know, find out about as much as he can about the conversation, not just the hearsay of, you know, what's being said.
Doug, you've played this game and you've been in circumstances, I'm sure, where you were happier than others. And sometimes, you know, what I mean by that is just the whole thing, the surroundings, who's, you know, who's doing what, who's coaching, how it's being coached, the whole setting. You've been a Cleveland lifer. We know this. You're an Illinois guy, but a Cleveland lifer, and you're all, and this is, you bleed the orange and brown of this team. But when you go down these roads of free agency, and you mentioned, okay, you have friendships, and Alex Mack and Joe Thomas being tied as very close-knit friends for a long time. How much does that play into, though, the other questions that you might have about, first of all, being frustrated that you haven't been part of any success, and two, you've seen a lot of change around you. The mindset of a player, when does it reach a point where that matters as much as, if not more, than money?
Well, you know, it's kind of tough because obviously I didn't have the opportunity, you know, when I was playing. But I think, you know, yeah, a player wants to, you know what his value is. And he wants, you know, the one thing, you know, besides the money and the winning is the respect. He wants the organization to respect him for his efforts. And, you know, Alex is a guy that plays 100%. And I think, you know, the fact that, you know, Mike and Pettin and everybody, Shanahan, went out to visit Alex says there is a lot of respect for him. So you got that part, you know, erased right now. Now comes the part is, you know, hey, is this program in the right direction? Is, you know, are we going to have another coaching change in a couple years? Or are we going to be a team that, you know, finally gets to the playoffs? So that's the second one. And that can only be answered by, you know, what happens next year. And the third part is the money. And, you know, some guys put the money first, but I think a guy like Alex Mack, you know, is going to package it all and, you know, kind of put weight on each thing and then figure out, you know, which way that he wants to go. But, you know, Alex is a, you know, is a smart guy. I mean, you're not going to find guys much smarter than Alex in the NFL. So I'm sure, you know, he'll evaluate the situation and break them down and then go from there.
Alex Mack is a smart guy. He's a talented guy. He's a tough guy, and that's why he is the number one priority of this team. One of the things that came out of that USA Today article that I liked was basically he's talked about the coaches coming out, laying out their scheme, and he said, to quote, "It's nice to possibly play in a system that fits your skill set and sets you up for success." That's what I got from that meeting. Talk a little about his skills and how, in your mind, they fit in with what Kyle Shanahan likes to do with an offensive line.
Well, I think, you know, for the first thing Alex brings to the table is intelligence. I mean, he is an extremely smart guy. But the other thing is, you know, athletic ability, toughness, and dependability. And I think sometimes dependability gets underrated. You want a guy that, you know that if you're going to play 16 games, you know, he's going to be there if all possible for 16. And, you know, when Alex had the appendectomy and, you know, went on to play the next week, I think that kind of shows, you know, what kind of toughness and dependability he brings to the table. And, you know, I think the fact that, you know, he can move on his feet, and if you ever watch him, you know, he's always downfield when there's a play that, you know, that happens. And I think that's where you, you know, make a small play a big play is when you can get offensive linemen down the field and, you know, cleaning up people that might be potential tacklers. So, you know, he brings the total package to the table as far as the center goes.
And, Doug, when we're talking zone blocking again, the important element of mobility, of being pretty quick on your feet, athletic, and then moving in sync, just if you can describe all those elements as to how it applies to the center. How important specifically is having a great center? I know it's important in any kind of scheme, but especially with what we know Kyle Shanahan's going to do, how does Alex Mack figure into that?
Well, you know, you want to be able to get the guy moving, the defender moving, and in doing so, sometimes, you know, as you try to stretch the play out, you know, you're running down the line, but you're trying to keep your body on him. And if you're one of those guys that can't move your feet, then you're going to be stuck in the mud, and the guy's going to make a play on you. But if you have that ability to, you know, keep a body on a body for a couple seconds, and then all of a sudden somebody takes over the block, if it's a slip block, and then you go on to the next level, that's important. And, you know, Alex has, you know, good feet. I mean, he can play on his feet very well. I mean, a lot of times last year, you know, we'd run something to the outside, and we'd pull a tackle and we'd pull a center because they were very athletic. And, you know, that's one of the things that he brings to the table, his ability to pull and, you know, run like a guard.
Doug, as we do prepare to embark upon free agency, a lot of people, speaking of guards, think that that might be a position that the Browns try to address in free agency because it's not overly expensive yet can help. Who are some of the guys that are out there that you think might be good fits for the Browns in this scheme with Kyle Shanahan?
Well, you know, anybody that, you know, can play on their feet, you know, and has some athletic ability. You want a guy that, you know, probably played basketball in his career and knows how to move his feet. And I think that's one of the big things because, you know, right in, you know, last year, you know, our guards didn't do a lot of pulling where, you know, they were out in front. And, you know, I go back to, you know, when we had Gene Hickerson. I mean, Gene could run with the guard, I mean, with the running backs. And that's just how athletic he was. But, you know, I think we've gotten to a point where, you know, we're more kind of a smash mouth at the guard position than we are at being able to pull. And, you know, like when Steinbach was here, I think Eric Steinbach was, you know, very good at it. So that's the kind of guard that you want, somebody that can, you know, not only, you know, hold up at the point of attack and pass protection, but somebody that can, you know, run out and lead a play for you.
Doug, while we're talking about free agents, T.J. Ward expected, of course, to hit the market on Tuesday at 4 p.m. when it all begins in free agency and the trading period of the NFL. He's going to explore and obviously see what his worth is. And do you get a feeling here that this team would be ready to move on without him? And if so, how do you see it playing out in the secondary? Because there just seems to be a growing sentiment and thought that in the Pettine scheme, and we've heard others come aboard with us and address this, especially Charlie Casserly from NFL Network, that a corner is just a more important position, having more lockdown guy versus that safety.
Oh, I agree. I think, you know, a cornerback is much more important because, you know, his ability to cover. I mean, TJ was, you know, a safety kind of slash linebacker a lot of the times last year. They brought him down in the box when they'd take one of the linebackers out. And, you know, he'd be covering a tight end. But, you know, if you all of a sudden you're matched up against a wide receiver, then it becomes a problem. You know, we've talked about the guy Bird from Buffalo. I mean, he gives you maybe a little more flexibility in that regard. So it's a matter of, you know, from what I've heard, you know, Mike Pettine likes to interchange his safety. So, you know, last year we had a center fielder and we had a guy, you know, that was more like the down the box safety. And it appears that, you know, they want somebody that, you know, can play either positions.
All right, Doug, thanks so much for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Good insights as always, and hopefully this Max situation can be resolved sooner rather than later. We can keep our big guy in the middle.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be back with more, including the Friday forecast here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.